caso. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. It's a little chilly, but I'm sure the puzzle will warm me right on up. would you please remind us of last week's challenge, Will?
Yes, it came from Sandy Weiss of Chicago. I said, think of a familiar two-word phrase that means a secret mission. Move the last letter of the first word to the start of the second word, and the result will be two words that are synonyms. What are they? Well, that phrase is covert op. Move the T to the second word, and you get cover and top, which are synonyms.
Oh, okay. Well, there were over 1,700 correct entries, and this week's winner is Marion Fowler of Indian Purchase Township, Maine. Congratulations, Marion.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, besides being a puzzle fan, I like mysteries, I like spy thrillers, and it just, you know, covert operations. Oh, cover top?
Huh. Okay.
So that one just came to me and I said, I've got to submit that.
So this was right up your alley then, since you like spy novels and stuff like that. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle? I hear you taught middle school for many years.
Yes, I did. And sometimes I would take the Sunday puzzler and take it to school. I taught math and language. And so If it was a mathy type puzzler, then that would work. And if it was a language arts type puzzler, it was good. So I've been doing this for quite a long time.
Oh, wow. And would the kids usually get the answers or not?
Not so much. Not always. But it was fun to do. You know, yes. It was a good Monday morning thing.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're very ready for this puzzle.
Yes, I am ready to play the puzzle.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Marion and Aisha, this is a good two-person puzzle, so Aisha, feel free to jump in. And I think this would be a good puzzle for any teacher to use in class. But we'll see. If I asked you, Marion, to name two colors starting with the letters G-R-E, you'd say green and gray.
Yep.
Now try these. Name two parts of the body starting H-E-A.
Head and heart.
Excellent. Name two numbers starting T-W-E.
Two numbers?
Uh-huh.
20 and 21.
think of another number lower than 20.
12.
Yes. How about two countries starting C-H-I?
China and Chile.
Excellent. Name two business magazines starting F-O-R.
F-O-R?
Uh-huh.
Forbes?
Yes.
Oh, Aisha.
Fortune?
That's it, Fortune. Excellent.
Yes, thank you.
How about two fruits starting P-E-A?
Pear and peach.
Excellent. Two state capitals starting S-A-L.
S-A-L. State capitals. Ooh. S, you're saying?
Yes, S-A-L. One of them is on the West Coast.
Oh, Salem. Salem, Oregon.
Salem, yeah. Is it?
I'm bad with geography.
Me too, Aisha. Let's see.
And then there's one in the mountain time zone.
Salt Lake City.
Excellent. How about two foreign makes of cars starting V-O-L?
V-O-L. Volvo.
Yes.
And V-O-L.
I think this is German. It's
yes, it's a German one.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, isn't it? Is it? Here's your last one. Two breakfast cereals starting C-H-E.
C-H-E. Cheerios.
Yes.
And Chex.
Yes.
You got it. Nice finish.
You did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
Like everybody else says, relieved. But I will say, this literally climbed onto my bucket list. I'm 81 and a half, and I thought, boy, oh boy, I'd really like to be on the puzzler just once.
Oh.
And it happened.
Well, I am so glad that we were able to make this happen. For playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Marian, what member station do you listen to?
My husband and I are evergreen members of Maine Public.
Well, that is wonderful. That's Marian Fowler of Indian Purchase Township, Maine. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much, Ayesha. It has been so much fun.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Smith of Roscoe, Illinois. Think of a popular singer whose first and last names each have two syllables. Drop the second syllable from each name, and you'll be left with a piece of a toy. What singer is this? So again, a popular singer, first and last names each have two syllables. Drop the second syllable from each name, and you'll be left with a piece of a toy. What singer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Ayesha.